This morning, shall we turn to Exodus chapter 12? Exodus chapter 12 for our gospel this morning. And we will read verse 3. Though we will treat the whole chapter, not verse by verse, but we will pick up and draw conclusions from them. So in verse 3, speak unto God speaking to Moses and Aaron. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. The passage we just read is the popular, the Passover, passage which always we refer to. But I'll give before this chapter. Many things have happened. God had called Moses. And he has anointed him to come and deliver the Israelites from Egypt. And Israel has been in Egypt for 430 years. And, it was a time when Joseph, a prince there, that he brought them there. And, when they came at the time of Joseph, they had peace and prosperity. Their dwelling was more of, all of good. But not all the 430 years has been with peace and goodness with them. The affliction began when the Pharaohs that knew Joseph and his good deeds for Egypt has all died and they were all gone. So there rose another Pharaoh who disregarded whatever name Joseph had and the good things he had done for Egypt. And he subjected the Israelites into slavery. And there's one of the passages he said that, why are the Israelites increasing like this? Let's just do something. So he connived and tried to suppress them. The Ekan said, Ekan, Exodus, verse chapter 1, verse 12, yeah. You know, be nasty. The Ekan said, Israel war Egypt for 430 years. They say, you move by Egypt, and right now Joseph, or yeah, opinion of Joseph, who are Egypt, or yeah, you know, be Brima, and Israel for Babetina. Yen feni bibi na yesa nkofo we omo be kwa ba ba be sin e no she asese odi omo kwa shenku asun but God, who was faithful to his promise to the patriarch, you know that this their stay in Egypt for 430 years, God promised to Abraham that his descendant will be in affliction for 430 years. So the promise to Abraham, so the fathers like Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, they all knew these things before that they happened. And he said that at the end of that period, he raised up someone to come and deliver them. So God raised up Moses and sent him to deliver them from bondage into the promised land. God also did so many miracles by the hand of Moses and Aaron, and he demonstrated to Pharaoh that he has sent them. He told them, they should go and tell Pharaoh, God said, let my people go and worship me. And Pharaoh said, who is God that I should allow, I should listen to him and all that. But God did so many miracles, turning their rivers into, blood and frogs, and making frogs to fill all the land, the lice, and so many things. Darkness, that they said could be filled. You cannot move up and down, but yet the place that the Israelites lived was light. And God did so many things. And all these things God did, and so Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Pharaoh, at times he give me a little, he say, oh, go, let the men and those grown up go and leave the little ones and the animals here, go and come. And Moses will tell him that, no, everything that we have should go with us. We don't know what we are going to worship God there. So, but finally God told Moses that he's going to do something that is going to arouse Pharaoh, that he cannot do anything but just let them go out of his land. So this chapter 12 is where God did this thing. And God said to Moses that they should each house, from verse 1 to chapter verse 3 down, so that each house will, prepare a lamb and keep it. And at a particular time, he tell them that they will kill it and they will eat it. In that night, they will do that. They should also paint the doorpost with the blood, and he will send his angel of death on the land of Egypt to kill all the firstborn, But every house that is covered with the blood, the angel of death will not come there, and they will be safe. So the Israelites did that. And then the angel came, and the death came upon all the land of Egypt, and the house of Israel was stayed. So the blood of the lamb was their token against the plague of death. Now, the air kind of said, Israel for qua from him, Yankupon, as also, if you said, I'm sounding like Israel for the Egypt, Ukraine, and one country, Abraham, Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who said, and maybe do Umco Nasifo, Pokach Abraham, and Nasifo Baba Yank Wawo, Egypt. Now, and Reno Equivia, Obama will be a banner, but you may be in Quasum, not your Marco, maybe a Wab Shepherd or different moment. Yes, Yakupon, a man do you know my Moses by no dear on Kauna or number of years, Saint Janipe Bray or Egypt, near Casa Oma, a Sukat and Moja, Oma, a portrait of a share, a Susinama, a GS and Sunyama, a baby do a bit of soon a buy a money park around who be into me could be ya. Now, Israel for no more can ya, or more baby can help be a normal. Yes, Yakupon, a fine, you might be brave, so yeah, me and after we be a fellow so, Moody and Monko, but you want to pay and conquer some Yakupon bra. I do baby so after that I've been here. A course I'm for Moses said. Maybe I dear be a bema fellow, I feel unto me and Casamon could be wrong. And it's chapter 12, you know. Then I go upon a yes, I dear. Only a friend passed over and I say, I know I am for catching Moses, nay, Aaron. Some countries are going to say, if you be a giant, Jaibakuna, Onkuno. Now, I don't know, I'll be sure I'm so in this idea. Omofani muja no nyo mo epon nano na se obesuma na bofu ba be kun abakanfo a wo Egypt nya na se adanu duwa na oba ohumuja na obetwemu afọ Jesus akonzo ye sadie no nti oduho ohumetwem ko nti Egypt fo abakanya ewu ye sadanu na ene ka se dwama no muja no eye nsenchoe na gira ho se ewu no emba omoso se e kata omoso ewu no. So this morning, I want us to think about the Passover lamb. I want us to think of the Passover lamb. And to summarize all this before I go to the various aspects of it. This act, I mean, of killing the animal, the lamb and covering the doorpost with the blood is a picture that represents Christ's substitutionary atonement. Atonement which Christ did in place of sinners. When he came to accomplish by his death on the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood so that sin's punishment were paid by his blood, so that those who, sinners who come to him and trust on his work on the cross of Calvary, trusting that his blood was shed for them, are saved from the punishment and judgment to come, wherein the whole world will be judged, wherein sin will be judged, and then no one will have a place in the place in the house in the dwelling of God if we are not found in Christ. The air can say, sir, in your mind, I see what chapter 12 here come was in me. Grandmother, you couldn't need the moja, a painting, a quina, no. I see, Jamma, yes, Christo, you will be who ya, be who mad upon your fall. So, or shade the moja or cavalry, a good year, sir, or be tree a bonnet home, a car, bonnet home, so can't car, a mad upon your phone, a son, no beer. Or beg Ghana for Christo Ho, not the reaction of so, the wooden of Shu, and Human Bonino, or the Washington Mono, Yakupo Bergen, and Nemum Sano at Da, a Sukhian, if you are seeing every way attending to Boa, Tani Pano, Yungunat, if you say Christo Muja, Akatan, it's the same man that Israel wants to share, sir, a Dana di Muja, Akatan. So we will look at this, and reflecting on this passage. We consider the lamb as a type of Jesus Christ. That will be our thinking this morning. Say, a German or it's now a Marquisto, or Titim Reno. And if I share in your mind, German or a Nazar Marquisto, ah, nature said, or more GD, I hear you no Munyanka. Then I said, Marca said, or more Betty Christo, Juma Odia, and Subinyanka. Bonnet, Subinyanka, Bonnet, Master Kibi, who am I? So the lamb was a type of Jesus Christ, so we shall reflect on the nature of the Passover lamb. The lamb, how was it like? And the efficacy of the lamb's blood to satisfy God's justice. Senior, a giant man in Mojano, a wood to me, sir, a to me, a pattern and coupon, Nebufisho. And finally, we'll draw some applications from whatever we have. So, first, we'll think about the nature of the Passover lamb. Remember, if you read verse 3, and the Lord told Moses, saying, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, They shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. You know that this was not by their own choosing. It was the day to even take the lamb and prepare it was appointed. So we see that the lamb was divinely appointed. It was something selected by God himself. The day and then the kind of lamb they should select, so it was divinely appointed by God. So we see that the instruction for the appointment of the Passover lamb, by which the blood was to be obtained for the token of atonement, was by God's own divine elect. It was by God's own divine action. The air can say, a German one, or yet, which now, ma, or Chemudana. Now, we put it in the Muja, Sasa, and Pumanano, a Punano. A day, Uncle Pono, I share, you know, or did I see what's had that way in a more than moon faster, a German. You know that Moses and Aaron knew the sufferings of the Israelites in Egypt, but they could not do anything about it. They can mourn with them, they can try or maybe console them, but they cannot do anything to take away, take them from their slavery, except God himself has called them to do so. And also, they couldn't have done anything to break the obstinacy of Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron, no money at home, only to me, be as to me, I call you that for fee in Kwasum. And I said, Omo Koka, not for that's what you know, Omakakoma, or Bafo. Only to me, be our own, Yakupon, and Momus are to me. It was power given to them by God. They cannot do anything by themselves. They lack the ability even to deliver. If a baby is crying, which was under slavery, they could not deliver the baby. Even a bottom of the cross, only to me, engineer, if he's a Tibianim. So also, for Christ to come into this world and take upon him human flesh to suffer and die on behalf of sinners was appointed eternally by God the Father. God appointed Christ before the world was begun. In 1 Peter 1:20, we read that who verily, that is Christ, was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. Christ, before he came to offer himself on the cross of Calvary, God has appointed him already. Christ had a being. And he was. God appointed him before the world was ever made. This is a mystery of what God did for us. So, by the Father's own appointment, he therefore accepted Christ also offered for the penalty of sin. When God has appointed Jesus Christ, he also accepted the sacrifice. When Christ died for sinners on the cross of Calvary, God accepted it so that every sinner who runs to Christ for salvation and confesses in repentance, will be saved. The here can you say, send me a young people, no, or pay a mukashi, because among five young man, no, among five is your side that we know, among five engineer, and yes, I do my dear. No, send me a young people, so, and now pay a mukashi excuse to see her. In France, I will be asking, and send a baby crab, baby, we ask, or no, they have the excuse to see her. No, I can't be free, first Peter, I'll say, no, you didn't see her, and send a yasa cry, neighbor, but a yasa. And that you didn't know Amaya or Emsa Embraim. Emra by was time he was manifested to the world. But he was appointed before time. So Christ's sacrifice was accepted. Now yes or palm this your pe na for a boy and so young point you to him. But we look at also the act of Pharaoh, Moses, Aaron, and until God has enabled them, they couldn't have done anything. So Moses and Aaron could not deliver the Israelites by their own power. And also to save them from the plague of death, so no person can deliver himself from the bondage of sin. Sin, as the problem of man, nobody can deliver himself from. This is where all other religions are faulty. All the religions don't have a savior, don't have redemption where God will accept. Other blood will God accept, will accept what Christ has suffered. Say the can say. Same as my Moses and Aaron, no money to me, Asumwa Kenya, any Christo Mono, Omo problem, Omo Hawni, Omuni Adamqua, Omuni, a quiet, I did one a batch. Bisaubia, Bisau Morgaso, a bonfire, or a servant factor of Pine Bessel. Christ has been sent for to be the propitiation for sin by faith in his blood. Now, for the Christians who are saying, only Obia, Bonnet, or Jahoma Bonnet, said the Homosexual, Bonnie Hobo, before we fear so. So all other religions are fault. For our faulty. There's no savior, there's no blood, there's no redemption when, whatever they do. Sin can only be forgiven except blood is shed, except the blood of a sinless person, and Christ only is the sinless person who has ever lived. Every person actually is under the slavery of sin. All of us. Humankind, the whole world, we are all under slavery of sin because we were born in sin. The whole being, our body, our soul and spirit are all endowed with sinfulness. Our body, look at how it is. When God created man in the Garden of Eden, our bodies were not supposed to decay. Sin ya kupo bo ye wo ga e bo Adam and Eve God of Eden mo no. Na ni pedua no enya jo se e se e pro na e pro ni. But e bo ga se e dimu. He said it was perfect. But where comes the decay? Because of sin. We live, we grow, we die. We live, we grow, we die. Yes, you need to be. No, you pack around nothing. You know, so no one has any man. And to me, any young couple, any young in Kitahudia, the soul of man is also filled with sin. The soul and the spirit is made with sin. The intellect. Yes, man can do many things in the world, but to do good before God is unable to do that. To do one good, to be accepted by God, man cannot do. So, the problem to me, the problem who wants to never be grow, we are saying, "Mum, so pay at the part at the end." You have friend said, "Hey, Papa, you need money." The to me, nothing of man is accepted by God because of sin. Whatever we do, it is mixed with sin. The faculties, the mind, the heart, the desires. Whatever man desires, it's mixed with sinful desires. Idea your condom, any idea your penny, idea being money, money, akatasu, money, ailema. So God never accepts them. So you see that man is full of sin, and man cannot be able to deliver himself. So that the bondage of sin is still worse, and then the worst part of that, it demands God's justice. Bonne ashe your solo, dear Emma, a human say, Bonibia, Yamichi, Bonibia. Every sin of man will be punished by God. Count how many times you have sinned. You cannot even count all your sins. And God is supposed to punish every sin. And he will do that. If we stay in our sin and we leave this world, God will punish every single sin we have committed. God is God of justice. He will not let sin go unpunished. He is the judge of all the earth. He will do good to those who have done right. He will punish those who have done evil. So just recount every sin, every lie I have spoken, every laughter has come into my heart, every evil thought that has come to my mind, except it is forgiven in the blood of Christ, God will judge me. It's not about going to steal or going to rob. Every evil thing that has ever come from my infancy up to this, let me say at this time, I'm going to stop sin, I'm not grown up. But what about those things you have done before? God will have to punish you. And then, what will you do when that day comes? And you are still in that state. You are still unforgiving in that sin. So you see that the worst thing of man's helplessness in this situation is that he is also ripening for judgment. Yes, here can I say, Boni Bia, Nami Betri Boni Bia so. Now, Boni, na ya ya no, ye, Boni Mkwa de, Nemo Mdi, Eye Huni se, Nami Betri Boni Bia so. Nye kase, Intra Amitra, Akono Boni, Ese Muna Medie, Bebreni Nya, Nami Betri Bia so. Na se, Yamfa Nchame, Na se, Ekodu, Sa Adano, Nami Betri Nipa so noa. So now, so beyond you know, say if you have bring more to Samri, the Bonnie saying that you're into one kind, and God will have to punish everything. If you are you'll be a or God is God of justice, and He will punish everything. Everything. So, whoever will think himself, oh, yes, sin is there, but I am worthy. The Bible itself, apart from our own heart, telling us we are sinners, the Bible teaches us that we are what? We are without strength before God. He said in Romans 5, he said that, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. All human beings, the strength is not the ability to physically go, the strength of moral righteousness before God. So, nyangu po ni mno, yebedi mu, ewo, a friend is saying, enyomapape mu, because of sin, because of money. So we see that the appointment, the divine appointment of Christ was worthy because man was unable to do anything for himself. So God has to come in and himself, appoint our own way of what? Reconciliation with him. So man, depending to me, piano. Or say, I go on our No, can you bet me a fast one? Me a banana? No, no, this and your money is How did they think that they could just go and kill a lamb and paint the blood? If they have done it without any command of God, it would have done no effect. But God commanded it, so it came with the effect. Yakupon na share sa bo no, nti eno so edijuma. Se ne omo an e firo mu dwimu, omo dwimu so. Yakupon abo ne fa na mugya empenti ye do no. Aka enya hwe, ye dey have killed animal. But the power of God was behind it so that it will work for their effect. So that whatever God has commanded, the power comes. So that when God has said that through Christ alone, I can forgive sin, then there's power. Whoever rests on that power of the word of God and trusts his word and puts his faith on Christ shall be saved. That's what God has said. So, Nyankopon ka said, Emoja so pena mede bone ba che no. Na ne oba gisa asem ne di se tumi wom, no de re ba che mu no. Na no pe no de tumi enya ankwa. Now we look also at a lamb as spotless lamb. Look at verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep, from the goats, or from the goats. It shall be without blemish. Or say, in German, any German, a fin, a kind be any home. And so say, oh yeah, boy, maybe I'll be a touching ma, and I'll be a fin, and I'll be one home. So, the lamb was to be clean from all filth and deformity. It's not only filth, and also it was also of deformity. Christ, too, like the lamb, was not only divinely appointed victim, but he was spotless. If there was any speck of sin in Christ, his atonement wouldn't have been accepted by God. It wouldn't have been able to cleanse a sin. He was without spot or blemish. That is, without original and actual sin. Christ, in his birth, had no sin. In his life, he had no sin. But you and I, in our birth, we have our original sin. In this life, we have our actual sins. Add up to the day of judgment. Yes, it is. A German man, now, can't be any of them. Son of Christo, so now, Bonnie be any of them. Never says, Bonnie Bo Christo, I'm going to be found, and to me, now, ever, only be my bonnet, ever bonnet. They say, you won't know, no new bonnet, or pass, I think, soon, no new bonnet. Jesus Christ was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Hebrews 7:26. From death, from birth to death, he was holy. He was the holy child. He was the holy child of God. He only lived without sin. So the Lamb was spotless. Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin from the world, was also without sin. So that his ability to save sin was his spotlessness. You and I are full of so many spots of sin. Why don't you run to him if we have found that one who has no spot of sin? And he has been giving us as our way of salvation. He was also preserved and exhibited. Yes, Christo, yes, a grandman, yes, yes, also a danity. And in verse 6, he said that, and ye shall keep it, the lamb, until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it in the evening. Ye shall keep it from the 10th to the 14th day. So 4 days, they should keep it. Why did God say, oh, today go and take it and kill it? Keep it 4 days before the time appointed. And what was the reason? The lamb was to be preserved for 4 days before the Passover. So Christ was also preserved from all harms till God delivered him into the hands of his murderers. The death of Christ was appointed by God. The Pilate and all the Jewish mob couldn't have done anything to Christ if it was not given them to do so. So the lamb was also kept. So Christ in this world, in his beginning of his birth, to the time of his ministry, to the time of death, always he has been reminding people that I have a task to be taken. And the people did not even understand him. He knew there was going to be a time he was going to die. So the lamb was to be taken in that sense. So from infancy, he was preserved from Herod's murderous scheme. Do you remember when Herod made a proclamation that they should kill all children at that time? God preserved him, and he gave a vision to the Pharaoh, and they took him to Egypt till Herod died, and they brought him back. You know, God preserved him. He was also preserved from the Jewish mob that tried to kill him. You know, at one time, they were so angry, they wanted to push him through a hill to kill him. But we read that he passed through their midst. They couldn't do anything to him. The power was given to him, and he was preserved. The power over his death was with his father alone. The air kind of said, Ejamano, Yankupon, a castle, and final ensign, Oshembra, we say, Omufancio, Embra, 4 days, and Sanomukun. Now, a sedent in our car, sir, a seven. And the Eka said, Osanso, a dynasty, or Omutinci of 4 days, or that, Osan dynasty, the Bashan, and the Dinti or dynasty. Now, the Odinti or Momopon, Hobano, and the Eka said, Christos, or Bar, as I see, in Cora Brim, Herod. Tell me who Jesus Christ is. What is he? How I can come? How or can he? Or say, oh, or share my rising from Quarania or more assembly. I say, I go point the or son. Now, one day, and I would not call Egypt. I'm right, Herod will not sound in the by. Upon mobile, I'm right, no, sir. And I say, do baby soon. You for no, I will treat that on my canoe, my tuna chain wall, for be soon. No, no. Bible said, a crown of four moments to me and four months and canoe. In a sense, new world to me, Grano, never Yakupon is him. So is it that God Himself appointed and preserved him? And by preserving the Passover lamb, each member of the family had the privilege to think about the day of deliverance, which God had promised them and prepare for it, as the lamb was exhibited for 4 days before the day of the atonement. Oh, sir, okay, so on first up, okay, more a German is your no, and no power be a sorry. Oshi gamba no se ah na ne ni akọ tu edana e kwọ so beji omo fi nkwaso mu no odwen ho no onya pese sada ni bedu na obia prepare e mo obia nya interest obia nya pewo. So it is Christ was exhibited from his birth to death as the lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The lamb was exhibited when they wake up in the morning, they look at it. Oh, God has promised. And this is a sign that God has really promised. In 4 days' time, we shall be out of this slavery. And they were happy. Whoever is in slavery, then will not be happy of the day of redemption. Everybody will be happy. And they will prepare for it. You see, so they were looking at the lamb being exhibited to show them a day of what? Their redemption. And they were happy. So Christ also was exhibited from his birth to his death. The angel announced his coming. The wise men saw his star, they came to look for him. The shepherds on the field saw it. And the whole, world was changed by the coming of Christ. And the power of Satan subsided. The devils, the power they had were all curtailed when Christ came into this world. The whole world, and after his death, what happened? Christianity from a small city of Judea was spread, the whole world. And nobody can withstand the power of the gospel and how it has spread all over. It has been exhibited. And what is it for us? So that those who look for redemption from sin's bondage will think on Christ. Because Christ, the message of Christ and his gospel is everywhere. When I see my sin's bondage, I think on the cross of Calvary and then his love for sinners. And I go to him for his salvation. This is the whole thing. The promise was promised of old. Now we have the thing done for us. So when I feel my sinfulness, as the Israelites who saw their sinfulness, when they saw the lamb, they think of when the day of the redeemed. Do you think of your sinfulness? Do you think of your sin's bondage? And are you willing to run from it? Are you willing the day that you be saved from it? And have you gone to Christ for that purpose? Israel was ready. And are you ready? Christ has done that for us already. The year can say, say a doubt, you know. Said yet, say, or by we ask me, young couple that yet, now woman, above for no energy yet, I can't for no energy yet, you say, and you are forced to feed a baby, a beating thing, but ever so no. And they say, we are seeing ya, as a side, say Christopher, but I be for no moon sample, 2 million to try, say Christopher. They say, oh, we are cross also. So, if Sana Israel for normal so I should grammar no more pin at that. You be your if you sound called soon and no more Egypt. So, may same as I say, who are you born in one? Christo will be one in whom? A your diamond, sell Bonnie, I shall so anna. Wow, Bonnie, I shall so the Janet Coaches to home. Only will be at them for Nissu or so. Ye grandma, Nimuja, we should go on my Bonnie. So that we also Christ exhibited for us. So we quickly go to our second part that we are done. The efficacy of the lamb's blood to satisfy God's justice. Send your grandma ni mojano, a wood to me, sir, to me, strong and good pony. As I said before, this is also the key thing of Christian religion. All other religions don't have anything that can satisfy God's justice. You see, the promise was that God said that, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, there will be no argument. I mean, there's a hymn, I mean, we don't have it here, which we read that. There's no argument that Christ, only that Christ has died for me, and his blood alone has been shed for me. I have no other argument. All that I need is that the blood of Christ has been shed for me, and my faith is in the blood, and that I am saved from it. And God said, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be for you a token upon the houses where you are." Look at that. The blood will be a token, a sign that my peace is in this house. So the blood of Christ is a token of God's peace in this world. So whoever runs to it and finds shelter have the peace of God on him. "But when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and a plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of the Egyptians." Verse 12 and 13. The blood of the Passover lamb was able to save those who have painted their doorposts with it from the plague. So Christ's blood saves all who believes in him for salvation from their sin. As I said before, every sin requires God's judgment. The blood of Christ is the blood alone that can save a soul from the captivity of sin. The blood is not simply the only thing that can save, but must save alone. And yeah, I said, if you are not a bit was a no penny, you said to me, Jim. That's the fact. And yes, if you are more judgment to me, a no penny. Without the blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So, you put your trust in anything, then you perish. So, all the rest should be Biamu, so Benyam Kwan. Ah, and yes, it's to Mujan. Even, what if Mujan is your other become? So, what if we become no young Kwan, Ubeya? There's nothing but the blood. If the blood of Christ is able, God would have offered his only begotten son. Ask yourself, parents here, can you give up your own son freely without pain? And think about God. He gave him his only begotten son freely because of sin. Because of sin. And then how less we think of it. How less we think is not so much powerful to take us. So whoever asks anything to add anything, your good works, whatever, add it, you spoil it, and you can never be saved. You perish. The blood of Christ is all sufficient for every sin of the flesh, the mind, heart, and desire. You know that we have commit so many sins. Our bodies commit so many sins. Our mind, our soul commits so many sins. All is able to be taken care of the blood. We shall be washed, both body and soul and spirit, by the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ must save, or else God's word must fail to be faithful and true. But there's nothing like this with God. God's word is ever faithful. What God has said will come to pass. And you either believe it or you perish. So that whoever has not had this will have to perish. But let's always, when we do the types in the Old Testament, we should have to contrast it small. So we do a little contrast. The lamb, as we see as physically, and Christ, which one is perfect and better? Subsequently, the Passover lamb was killed every year by the Jews for the atonement of their sins. Later, it was instituted as a memorial, and every year they have to kill it. But now Christ has been offered once for all for sin. He has died once for all. There's no need for yearly sacrifice for sin. So you see, our salvation in Christ is perfect. Yes, Israel was delivered from Egypt with a high hand at the day of Passover, which was a very great, deliverance they had. But to be saved from sin in Christ is the greatest of all. So that when I'm in bondage of sin, because I'm saved once for all. Israel, after their redemption, every year they have to bring a lamb to be sacrificed for their sin. They did it year by year till they died. The priest himself has to offer for himself. The air can say, yeah, the German took Christ to a German. I see Christ to the end of the demo. If you say not a German, a nage, a homer Christ to. The air can say, Israel, come in Israel for Egypt to crown. A Fibia, I say, a Fibia, the German bar, or so for no, Okun, nor the Patabone. You see Christ to the end of the war abono. Born about who pet Amapone, so the ratio of Winyanka. We hear, sir, a few beyond it, I mean, a boy be at the corner, you couldn't at the amount. So there's perfection in the atonement of Christ, and that is what is far greater. Yeah, Jane said, oh, Israel for you, I'm going to Egypt, you know, now you're going to me, so far, you're going to be. Serve one, me, me, or be ready for any, you know, Christ, and I didn't even want to and so saying, Israel for you, you're going to Egypt. Because, you know, to be redeemed from sin is not a small matter. So that your sin will have no dominion over you. And to use yourself submit to God in that way is a greater matter. So we see that the blood of Christ is that which stands. And the blood of Christ is that which only can give us salvation. So by application, I will look at two things, then we are done. In verse 7, we read that, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts on the upper door posts of the house wherein they shall eat. The blood of the lamb on the post was to cover the inhabitants in the house against God's judgment. So it is that our justification rests on Christ's blood alone. So we should never forget about that. Se mo jano e jina ho se o ma e wo fi ho no akata o mo so ma e ko atem bo mo mo so no yen kai se Jesus Christ mo ja pe ne betumi ebu ebi mo yankopon enim. And in verse 8 it says that, and they shall eat of the flesh that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Those who must apply the blood of Christ by faith to themselves must also repent. They must eat the body with what? With bitter herbs. The bitter herbs stand for repentance. How is it difficult to repent? Yet it's something that has to be done. Repentance does not save anyone. The Eka said, or say, Omunfa, Unkun, Omni Mujano, a Yedro, a Yampuan, a Ponanoa, or so Mudi, a Abuanit Nenamunso, or so Mufa, then Abonino, and Fendi. The Eka said, Abonu Jahoma, Adin Sakra, and then so Ubeja Oboni, as Edin Paso, Babajan Oboni. Everybody knows that. We can try to repent from some of the bigger sins, but there are so many sins that we love it so much. Last time I gave some illustration here that there was a man in a city, and he was known for helping people with many spiritual difficulties. And there was a man who called this man to come and help him to cast away all his sins and every difficulty from him. So the man came, and then everything that was like idol, image, or whatever, he took them all from his house. So the man came in and he performed whatever he has to perform. And yet, this man was not cured from his illness or whatever. And the man told him, you still have an idol in this house. He said, no, I've cleared everything. And the man said, look into your chest. And the man, the one who was diseased, has hidden a small gold idol on his chest. Keeping it, he said that one he loves it so much. And that is how most of us we are. We keep some of the things we love. Our sinful lifestyle, and yet we want Christ to save us. It is impossible. So the man told the man, the sick, the time he removed it, and then he began to make changes in his sickness. So it is that until we have committed, we sing this song, unto Jesus I surrender. Yes, we sing it, but have we surrendered all? Nowadays, I think the gospel have no power as it used to. It is not. Many people nowadays love not to repent of their sin. The hardness of men today is so great. Yes, I will leave everything, but this one I will never. But God, with God, we have to be sincere that every sin has to be repented of. Yes, we cannot stop everything, but the hatred and the desire should be there, and God will help us. And in our repentance, the body of Christ will sanctify us. We cannot, have Christ in us. Christ's sin also dwells in us. Christ must have all or none of us. Christ also nye nipa yakuma ye ebibia nyesa ebibia no homo a odi nsa be so. So we see that forgiveness must come to us when we repent of our own sin. If we don't repent, Christ will not forgive us. If we don't have repent, it's not ridiculous. If I don't want to live my slavery, how will I be delivered from it? If I love to be a slave, even when I'm delivered, I will still go to be a slave. So both, the blood of Christ and the body of Christ are offered unto us. You see, that's the representative in the Lord's Supper. Though that does not save us, but the blood and the body, they join together. We are the blood pays for our sins punishment. The body must sanctify us. His holiness must be given to us. So that if His holiness must be given to us, are we ready to receive it? And when, where Christ's holiness dwells, there must be hatred for sin. There should be no, where we what? Love sin. So remember, Jesus Christ told, the Israelites in John chapter 6, verse 15, he said that, then Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye shall have no life in you. Except ye eat. And by faith, we eat the blood of Christ. We come to him and we take of him what he offers, his holiness and his blood, his shepherd. When he said, he told them this, they said, oh, well, who can eat the blood of man? They were so surprised. But then it's about what? Coming to Christ and knowing my sinfulness and repenting of sin and resting my hope on what he has done on the cross of Calvary. Then Christ, our Passover lamb, had been also Christ crucified for me. Christ, our Passover lamb, had been crucified for all sinners who come to him. All Israelites who painted their doorposts with the blood of Christ were saved. If an Israelite didn't paint his doorposts with that, we have lost also that night. So may we all think of this and think about our lives. Have we also given all and have come to Christ to ask him to totally save us from all our sin? Yes, we must drink the blood of Christ. We must eat his flesh by faith, trusting on what he did on the cross of Calvary. So come to him now, repent of your sin, and believe on Jesus today. Brother Chen, sacrifice you born home, you born na fa uje di Jesus Christ and na oya anu subeje onkwa. The day they ate it, the day they painted their doorpost, that night they were saved. So the day you also come and believe on him, you also shall be saved. May the Lord help us and grant us understanding of this, and help us to reflect on the Passover lamb that God has offered for us in Christ Jesus. Let's pray.